Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were taught that the spirit that dwells in the Christian is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Let's end the week with that glorious thought.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
So I go on to say, the spirit is life. We're told in the second half of verse 10. Obviously, this speaks of the spirit, not flesh. And so verse 11 of Romans chapter 8, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Okay, now we see that the spirit dwells in you. It's the same spirit that raised up Christ in his bodily form from the dead. Now we see that the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you and will quicken your mortal bodies on the resurrection day. Shall quicken is looking ahead, as we will see in verse 16 when we get there. Therefore, brethren, verse 12 says, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, taking these three verses together, we are saved from sin. So don't use liberty from the wages of sin to be an occasion to the flesh, as Galatians chapter 5. Verse 13 admonishes us. God does not give us liberty to fulfill the lust of the flesh, as so many falsely apply grace and liberty today. With the Holy Spirit within us, we should mortify, that is, put to death, the deeds of the body and flesh. We who are the sons of God. But who are the sons of God? John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Spirit is the Holy Spirit. Okay. And verse 15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. As far as the spirit of adoption, let us allow the Bible to say what it means by adoption in verse 23. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body. So, when he's talking about the adoption, he's talking about when we get resurrected at the day of rapture, then that is what the redemption of the body is. That is the adoption. He says, again, in Romans 8:23, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, that word to wit, that those two words, to wit means, which is the redemption of our body. That's when our body be formed like unto his great and glorious body. If the Bible, especially in context, says this is what it means by a word, then my friend, that's what it means. Now, that takes us to verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It is the Holy Spirit that bears witness of us that we are the children of God. When we stand before the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ, as seen in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. to receive the things done in our body, whether it be good or bad. That's for the Christian, the judgment seat of Christ there. And knowing the terror of the Lord, he says in verse 11, we persuade men. We witness. Now, that takes us back to Romans 8, 17 and 18 then. Because that would show reward is based on our being full of the Holy Ghost throughout our saved life on earth. There it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If it's a conditional word. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, there's going to be some great trials and troubles and sufferings, but they'll seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the glory. So you stay true to the Lord. Now, some are ashamed at his coming, who are saved. That's what 1 John 2:28 tells us. Some will have confidence, and some will be ashamed. Why? Well, as 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15 tells us, they'll be saved so as by fire. Their works burned up, but they themselves saved so as by fire. No reward, but they are in heaven. And being the lowest guy in heaven is a billion times better than being the highest guy in hell. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, therefore, takes place at salvation. We are baptized into the body of Christ. Filling can take place many times as we tend to backslide, get lazy in the things of God in prayer, meditation on the Word of God, witnessing, faithful to his house, and losing in the warfare as laid out in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 through 19 as well is in that, because it talks about the whole armor of God, having done all to stand, withstand. I've seen people take a stand, but when the devil counterattacks, they don't withstand. You'll notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, it says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. That's the entire Trinity mentioned here. The entire Trinity. All the Trinity was active in our salvation. The Father giving his Son, the Son giving himself, for he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And then the Holy Ghost doing his work of convicting of sin and judgment to come, as well as the righteousness of which we all come short in our life, which is why we needed a divine substitute, the Lord Jesus Christ. So John 16, verses 8 through 11, lets us know that as a result, when we see that, it is the Holy Spirit, he has a threefold work. That is, to convict men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. That's what Jesus Christ said that his ministry would be. And that's very clear in John chapter 16, verses 8 through 11. But you also see that he says in John 15, verse 26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me, and ye shall also be witnesses, because ye have been with me from the beginning. But now, the Holy Ghost will testify with him. So when a person receives Christ, he needs to begin to grow. He's a babe in Christ, needs to grow. We've got his word. We've got his preserved word. So what does he do from there? He gets in the word. That Holy Spirit begins to use that word to teach him and to bring to his memory those things which the Lord Jesus has taught and said. We read in John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Ghost teaches us. So there is his ministry, And so he convicts men of sin, show they need to be saved, of righteousness, show them how to live, and of judgment to come. Get prepared. Whether you're saved or unsaved, you better get prepared, because one day you're going to appear, for we all must appear before him. So again, we see this being laid out for us very clearly, and it tells us what he is going to do. The Holy Ghost is always doing the work of convicting, of showing us the way of righteousness, preparing us. He is there to be with us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22, we read this. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, you have said that a person could be saved and not have the Holy Spirit, but only the Spirit of Christ, which I think is a problem there, because then you take them from being one God. But the earnest is just like earnest money. Earnest money is paid on something that one will give the rest of what is owed at the appointed time, or lose the earnest. Now, the earnest of the Spirit is where? In our hearts. For us to lose salvation means that God loses his Holy Spirit, because he didn't come through on the payment. But we know Jesus paid it all. So he is not going to lose his Holy Spirit. That is why John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave me them, is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." So that tells us that no man can pluck us out of his hand. See, salvation is not our keeping ourselves saved or persevering. He saves us. He keeps us. Ours is by faith to receive it. Now, I will warn, he chastens his own. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 30, you find out that many slept early because they lived in sin as a Christian. God warned them, then finally he just took them home before the time, before he was actually planned to. Some are chastened. If you live in sin, God chastens his own. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11 is good to read on that. So again, we see that many slept early. The next part of your letter mentions the 120 speaking with other tongues after the baptizing of the Holy Ghost. Well, let us consider the passage in Acts, but instead of stopping around verse 7, as you have, I'll just take it to verse 12 so we have the context as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.